Okay.
Fine.
So what was the question? The question is, why is there Havnina that by the Kimfa de Saori that there's no drop at all? Right? That's from Lam Vav Amnaf. That to be worse than salt. To be worse than salt. Right? So it says because of the kukiani. The kukiani. Not like the kukiyan from Yona, right? Not the kukiyan, what was that?
Kikayon.
Not the kikayon. Maybe that was the name of the worm that got it. But what's the havamin over here? Right? We set it up a little bit more elaborately the other time, right? Good. Just don't remember all me. Right? That was the question. So what's the answer? What is... what do you have to say? Max should be fresh in your mind. I think that was like the last time you were here. So what do you say? You need another minute to get to need a refresher? In other words, what's wrong?
I'm just confused for what we're doing.
Yeah, we are picking up something that we forgot about. We're supposed to come back to the case of the barley flour. Why the barley flour, the Gemara had a havmina that there's no bracha on at all. And the Gemara says, why would you have a havmina? It's not worse than salt, right? And salt, we noted, is not even zon, right? Salt is not even zon. So if you make a bracha on salt, certainly you should make a bracha on this stuff. So the Gemara said, because it's kosher l'kukiyani. That's why you would think you don't make any bracha at all. So Rashi says, what does it mean it's kosher l'kukiyani? It causes intestinal worms. Right? Right, was that Rashi said?
Yeah,
Talam Shabiran. So that's not desirable. So you would think you shouldn't make any bracha at all. And then the Gemara says that that's the chiddush. Kevin de islay hanomine boy bruchi. Rashi adds in hano be'achiva. Yeah. So what's the question? Why would you think you shouldn't make a bracha? So we said there are a lot of things that are not good for you and probably cause bad effects after the achila. But there's no havamina on other foods, like the Rambam says certain in Deah, certain foods you shouldn't eat and not good for you. But you make brachas on them.
Shouldn't eat what?
Certain foods the Rambam has in Deah, so they're very bad for you. But you don't not make a bracha because it's not good for you. Right? We still make a bracha even though it's not good for you. So what's the havmin of here? So we said it seems, did we say? I don't know if we said.
Yep.
But we said it seems like it's because it is this inferior kind of a thing to begin with. That it's sort of like melach. It's like melach to begin with. And then there was a havmina that in this realm, kosher l'kukiyani would knock it out. That's right, Daniel. Means, say, if it was a real food, like the Ram says, mushrooms, I don't know exactly what he's referring to, but his mushrooms are like deadly, practically deadly. I guess there are deadly mushrooms, but certain mushrooms, right, in Deus, Ram says you shouldn't eat. But they're a regular food. I mean, they're harmful, they're not good for you. Not actually poison, but they're not good for you. So, but they're a regular food. I mean, if people eat them, you make a bracha on them, right? Even though you don't say there's nothing like that something that is bad for you. Eventually, if people eat it, it's an ochel. That doesn't it's not ochel. Ochel isn't defined by what its long term effects are. I mean, certainly kosher l'kukiyani is not an immediate thing. It means it's kosher l'kukiyani. It doesn't mean it's a guarantee, right? Even that's not a guarantee. It's just If you're, you know, it's tilts the odds in the favor of the Kukiani. But that wouldn't seem to be a barometer. That wouldn't seem to be a factor if the thing is really an ochel. It would never be a havamina, it would seem, to remove something that's really eaten on a regular basis. Right? Like milk for people who are lactose intolerant. They certainly would make a bracha. Nah, havamina. Even though it's going to give them terrible pains later. So, we were saying it seems only because of this type of a category that it's not really commonly eaten on its own. Like salt. Not commonly eaten on its own. And therefore, the Gemara thought that this type of an ochel that's not really eaten normally, coupled with the fact that it's kosher l'kukiyani, would remove the bracha. And the maskana is, nope. Apparently, it's just like salt. Maskana is, nope. That since it has tam, since you get hanof from the achila, we don't care about the fact that later on it's going to hurt you. But the point is that the fact that later on it's going to hurt you would only seem to be a factor in this reduced type of ochel to begin with. Right? Why should it be a factor here? So, yeah. So I was thinking like this, that the Gemara is comparing it to salt. Right? So salt also is not something that's normally eaten. As if it's normally eaten, that's the definition of ochel. But there are foods that are not normally eaten on their own. Right? Like salt. So the Gemara says, but that doesn't make it not an ochel. As long as there's an occasion that people eat it, it's still an ochel. So why would this be any different? Why would this be different? So that's the question of here. The Gemara is saying, since it's kosher l'kukiyani, maybe you would say like this, that it's worse than salt. Why? Because salt is just something that it's not ordinary to eat. But this, there's a reason why people don't want to eat it. There's a reason why it's avoided. You understand? So that is mafkiyayit from ochel, and anyone who eats it is just an extraneous, strange kind of an action. In other words, do you say that in this type of an area where practically it's not consumed on an ordinary, on a normal basis? So by salt we don't care. Notice that in itself is not a reason to say it's not nochel because it's eaten by few people. That in itself is not a reason to say it's not nochel. But maybe the Gemara's question is, maybe you would say if it's not eaten because it's avoided, because there's a positive reason why it's not eaten. So that not eating it is itself a kvius. Is itself a hafkor from the category of ochel, and the maskana is, and that's what the Gemara means. The Gemara means you can't compare it to melach because melach ovid inish deshadi lepume means say it might be that salt is very infrequently consumed, but that's because the occasion rarely arises when salt is the appropriate thing to eat, right? Might have never arisen in any one of our lives. But it does happen that there's an occasion to throw some salt in your mouth. Sometimes it's appropriate to throw a little salt in your mouth. Okay? So in other words, it's not eaten, not because it's mufka from ochel. It's just its ochel qualities are very rarely in demand. Right? But, the Gemara says, that's different from the Sa'ori, from the Kemach of Sa'orim. Because it's not that it's not eaten because its ochel qualities are infrequently in demand. People don't want it. People push it away. People avoid it. You understand? There's two reasons why things are eaten infrequently. One is because the circumstances only arise infrequently, but in those circumstances it's equal to any other food. Or the circumstances are always there, but people avoid it. You understand? So that's a statement about the food. Because the occasion doesn't arise, that doesn't change the shem of the ochel when the occasion arises. Right? But if it's always the same and people avoid it, that's a hafkah of that, the Gemara thought, is a hafkah of the shem ochel. Even when you eat it, it doesn't matter. It's mufka. It's already been hukta. People have already designated it away. Because, now it's, you understand, the chilik I'm trying to make is that when people don't eat salt, it's different from when they don't eat the seorim. Even though the frequency might be the same. Right? When they don't eat the salt, it's just not shayach for the salt now. When they're not eating the seorim, it would be shayach. If it weren't for the kukiani, they'd be consuming it. But they're avoiding it. So that, the Gemara says, maybe that is mafkiyat from ochel. You understand? And then the Gemara says, no. The realm of ochel just goes by hanos achila. You can't bring in any other factor. Doesn't matter. You only can judge it from the realm of hanos achila. You can't look at it from any other thing. And if people don't eat it for another reason, as long as it's ro'e l'achila and there's a hanos achila, that's the kviyas. That's where the kviyas comes from. Right?
Yeah, Just clarify, just by like, let's say that the mushrooms, why is that not entered?
People
this
do eat it.
People, even though, people generally eat it, even
they,
though it's
they eat it even though it's not good for them.
Oh, okay.
Right. It's only when it's not eaten, then you have to see why it's not eaten. Right? That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying, but the fact that it's not good for you itself is not a thing. If it's eaten. It's just qualifying why is it not eaten. So the maskana is that ochel is just defined by the realm of achila itself. And as long as people don't avoid it because it's not an ochel, then it's a food. In other words, if people don't eat trees, people avoid eating trees too. But that's from the realm of ochel. That's because there's no hanos achila. Right? People avoid eating rocks because there's no hanos achila. Right? So the avoidance has to be in the realm of achila. It doesn't help you to say they don't eat this because of the kukiani. In the realm of achila, it's still desirable. They're not avoiding it from the realm of achila. It's another realm. So that's not koveyat shem ochel. That doesn't have any effect on the shem ochel.
It says after it's going down, the digestive whatever effect.
It has a bad effect afterwards. The next day, when you discover the worms, you're going to pass it up next time it comes around. Right? Okay. You want to give yours, sir?
No? I think it isn't that. I don't know why should I get.
All right. Okay. So, So it's an interesting question here with the gra. I mean, I'll just tell you briefly what I found.
I have it upstairs.
You have the Torah.
You want me to get the Shofanot? Yeah. Okay.
So, The Shulchan Aruch says, like we mentioned yesterday, that Boser, he says, is HaBoser. Apparently that's the name of, that's what you call a grape. Right? Kolz man shlo higiel a kepul ha-lovon v'orach le-bar b'yadamo u'mishayu kepul ha-lovon v'elach v'orach le-bar b'yad. And is it a shakol ilon mishayotziu priyam v'orach le-lov bori priyad. Okay. So basically he's saying that what? He's taking it straight from our sugya. That whenever it's, that since we hold by orla, that the shame pre-emerges right away, right? And by shvius, the shame pre-emerges right away. So then they paskin, in bracha, the shame pre-emerges right away too. And therefore you should make a bar priya eitz immediately. Of course, provided it's edible. So the Gra goes through the sources and the, you know, the Tosin and the Rush. But then it's funny, in the end he says Al Tzarchi and Al Ikra Adin. He says the whole idea is difficult to understand. Dima inyin ze l'shvius. Says what is the comparison between the bracha of Bar Priya Eitz and the halachos of Shemitah, right? Of cutting down the tree at Shemitah. He says, the ha'afilu b'shvius asur le'echol ad shiyase ochel. See, that's an interesting thing. He says, even by Shvius, by Shemitah year, he says, you're not allowed to eat the fruit. You're not even allowed to eat the fruit until it comes ripe. Da'ainu she'yavou le'onos ha'maisros. The oz havi pri. Because what's the halacha? The halacha is like this. When you chayav maiser, you chayav maiser when the fruit becomes edible. Right? That's what the Ram says. It's Mishnayosin. And that is, depends on the fruit. Every fruit is different. So that's the point that you're allowed to eat the fruits from the Shemitah year. Because what's the Shemitah year? The Shemitah year, there's no Isra Achila on the Shemitah year. On the contrary, it's for Achila. The only thing is, you can't be a Baal on it. Right? You can't go in and you can't be a Baal on it. But it's all Hefker for Achila. So that's why you're not allowed to destroy the tree. Because that's being Mafsid, the Din Achila.
You are Chayav Maiser, right?
Are you Chayav Maiser on Truma?
On
things that you eat from... No, it's not yours. It's Shemitah here.
So it's not us.
It's all Hefka. I mean, you can't be a Baal on it. But the point is that you're only allowed to eat it when it's considered Ochel. Right? And that all goes by when it's considered Chayav and Maiser. You understand what I'm saying? No, it's...
You're only allowed
to eat it when it's the Shear of Maiser. Because that's when it's Ochel, and that's the din of Shvius, that it has to be for Achila. So that's what the Gros says. It says, there's no special halacha about... It's not a special din of cutting the tree down when the pre emerges. There's a point where the pre emerges before it's ready to eat. In that stage, the Gemara says, that's what the Mishnah says, you can't cut down the tree. But the Gros says, you can't eat it either. If a guy would go and take a very unripe fruit and eat it, he'd also be over the Isser of la'ochla v'lo lefzid. That you can't be mafsid shmita. Right? Because that's not achila. So, he says, of al shvius ain't no toloi but pri. Shvius is not toloi on the pri. I guess he means on the pre in terms of achila. V'yosa nira shatoli bizman achiv meiser davi pri afla inyan bracha. See, there's more mashma that the whole idea of bracha is really totally on the shear of meiser. Now, if you look at our Gemara, there's really no steer to what he's saying. Because all our Gemara is really saying is this. All our Gemara is saying is this. Is that the entity that is considered a pre, Legabi Orla, right, and Legabi this Isser of Ketzitza, of Lehefsid, that entity is a pre vis-a-vis the tree. Right? But it's a pre. But that doesn't mean it's in its state of where it's royal achila. That just means that it has the shame pre with regard to this tree. It's not considered a leaf. It's considered the pre. Right? But it doesn't mean that this is the stage where it's going to get its bracha of Bori Pri Ha'etz. Could be that in other words, and on the contrary, he's saying it's more mashba the other way, that the Isser Ketzitza is when the entity emerges, but before it's Roi L'Achila, in that intermediary stage. You can't preempt the Shem Ochel from emerging. But it's still considered the pre, Legavi the tree. Right? And the idea of a klipe orlo, orlo is not an Isser Achila, it's an Isser Hano. What?
That's how you bring it with the Ketzitza Bashbias?
Yeah, that's right. By when the entity emerges, but it's not yet L'Achila. So then you're mafsid it. And all the Gemara is saying by Orla is that if it's considered a pre, right, then what? Then it'll have the shame of a shomer, the pre. But it has nothing to do that just has to do with the entity. So it turns out, though, like this. It turns out an interesting thing. And that is that when the Gemara, for instance, let's take the grape. Right, so the Gemara holds you can cut the grapevine down, right, until Boser, right? That's how we hold, until Boser. So what does that mean? It's not even a pre-Hagafen yet. That's not a pre-Hagafen. It's still considered like the vine.
Because there's nothing you bring mass.
Because the ikar of the grape and the olive as well is for the mashke. So until it has the quality, apparently, of the juice, it doesn't even have the shame pre legabi orlo and shvius.
About the charum?
Unless it's bolser, it's ready.
I don't know. What?
Where does that come from? That once it's boser, that's ready to get mashed.
Boser, no, it's interesting. That's the first point, apparently, where there's some liquidity in it. I mean, that's probably not the right word. But it's fungible. But it's an interesting thing. In other words, it's saying that by that's the chiddush. That's the chiddush by the grape. Every other fruit, the minute it's discernible, that is the fruit, legabi the tree. That's purio. Mm. Now, it might not be in its form of achila, but that is the definition of the pre. Apparently, that's the machlokas between Rabbi. It didn't work out. Because everyone knows Mishi Yotziu by Shari Lanos, right?
There's one side.
Yeah. Every other way. There's an Havamina that the Rabbanan didn't hold that way.
Right.
Right.
That would mean only one royal chila has shame free. But that doesn't, there's no chila chila. But anyway. So it turns out, though, that with the Gemara, it comes out an amazing thing, that by the grape and the olive, since it's all made not for achila, right, but it's only for the mashke, then it's not even considered the beginning of the fruit until that quality emerges, right? Every other fruit is mishiyotziyu because it's essentially ochel. And this is the first substance of ochel. It's just going to be, it's just going to mature, right? This is the beginning in terms of ochel. But apparently the Gemara is saying, I mean, it's machlokes tanoim, but by the grape, that's the question, by the grape. Do you say, since it's for mashke, until the first quality of mashke emerges, you don't even have the pre of the guffin?
I thought Mishiyotzi means before it's even edible.
Yeah, that's by everything. That's by everything but the grapes. You mean why is that considered the beginning of ochel?
No, I think you said that those were edible.
The mafila, that whatever that fruit is. So if it's before it's edible, Mishiyotzi means before it's edible.
So yeah, but he's saying like this. They're saying like this. They're saying in terms of the edibility of the fruit, in terms of the edible fruit, this is the beginning of it. The minute it's Gargir Nira La'atzmo, that is the beginning of the entity of the fruit. But the mashke is a product of the fruit. Right? And apparently the product of the fruit in terms of the product of it, doesn't emerge until the quality comes out first. You know what I'm saying? Because where is it? In other words, you have to have the haschola of something. So if the fruit itself is the entity, so here's the entity. But if it's the wine that I want, where in here is I can go back to the vine?
You say it's generic edible grape, but you can't.
Oh, but by a grape, it's thing. But by the grape, the essence is the wine. So that's not called purio.
What about the character?
I have no idea about the character. Yeah.
Once it's, let's say, gargir, that's not edible yet, right?
No.
But it's the beginning of the entity that will
eventually become edible. That's right. That's right. But my, what I'm saying, though, is...
I don't understand.
Right? Okay. So...
That explains why they're the exceptions.
That's right. That's right. But that's the way the Grah...
Could you drink it if it's bad for Saruman?
I mean, it's funny. The all the Grah says it's Tzarech Iyun. All he says is Tzarech Iyun. But you look at the Mishnah Berurah... The Mishnah Berurah, the Bi'ur Halacha, he says that the Grah paskins against the Shulchan Aruch. Maybe somewhere else, I don't know where he says a psak against them. He just says Tzarech Iyun. At least they want to learn that that's the Rambam. They want to say that that's why the Rambam doesn't mention any of these things when in bracha.
Which thing?
What's why?
Mishiyotziyu. Doesn't have anything about Mishiyotziyu by bracha, because he's learning that's a different Indian. Bracha always goes by achila. Yeah.
What about on the previous daf? By Tzlaf, where he was comparing it to Shvius, that was the initial Kasha.
Right.
So that's like a different sort of comparison.
Tzlaf by Shvius.
Because it says, Tzlaf, we had a Brisa that,
that
said...
That was Orla, no?
It was both.
Orla and Maestro.
It was, oh, sorry, right, Orla.
Right, the original thing. Oh, because that, let's review that. I gotta hear it again. So we said that while he was eating the kafris and throwing out the avionos, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was eating the kafris and throwing out the avionos. So, the Gemara says, how could you then say, a bori priya eats on the kafris, right? That was Gemara's kajus. Yeah. Because why? Because if you're gonna say that what? Yes, that. So the Gemara there is, all the Gemara there is saying is that if it's, if you're going to say a Bori Priya Eitz, right, then it must be considered a Priya Eitz, right? So if it's a Pri, so that's what I'm saying over here. All the Gemara by Orla is saying is which components are considered
right.
Pri,
the Gabi. It seems like it's two different kinds of comparisons. One is what element is a pre, and here there's a different question of when does it emerge as a pre. It's a totally different realm. But if it's actually a pre, it's going to overlap between bracha and arla, it seems like.
Right.
It actually gets that
shape. No, it's saying if it's actually If it's not a pre-Lagavi Orla, let's say that. If it's not a pre-Lagavi Orla, then it can't be a Bari Pri Eitz. That's all the Gemara is saying over there. Right. Saying it's not possible that if it's not a pre-Lagavi Ha'eitz, if it's not a pre-Lagavi Orla, meaning to say that that Orla defines the relationships between the tree and the growths. If that is not, if in Orla it's not defined as an eitz, then it's not possible to say a bari pri eitz in the realm of Bracha. Doesn't mean the minute it has the same pre of Orla.
It's just a prerequisite.
It's a prerequisite. You're going to make a bari pri eitz. Because the same pre Orla emerges right away. But that's a prerequisite. Now you can say, and if it's Royal Achila, then the Bracha will be bari pri eitz.
Necessary,
but the garinim are not. I mean, the klipas are also orla. It doesn't mean that the klipa by definition doesn't mean that. So the pun I saw, I found the truth of the pun of Meiros. He goes like this. He doesn't quote. I don't know if he's. He was the Rebbe of Rav Yonason Ibishus. So when was that?
1700s?
Yeah. Like
1800s.
Never heard of
it.
Was he
the
one with that huge
controversy?
Yeah.
He has a big controversy
yeah.
with
Yaakov Emden. So, I mean, maybe he didn't see the, maybe he didn't have the, he didn't quote the, anything about the Gemara. Maybe, I guess he's very close in that same era. I don't know if he was a contemporary of Akiva Eger, he says. So he was a contemporary of Akiva Eger. But that's how he holds the whole thing as a big, he doesn't understand also. He's got a lot of other stuff going. His question is, what bracha do you make? I think it's orange marmalade. Not 100% sure. Do you know what orange marmalade is? That's like they take the peel of the orange, right? And they see, it's more like peeled. Like you can actually see, you know, pieces of orange peeled. You have some upstairs. And it's like very, it's mixed with a lot of sugar and honey. But basically the question is, what bracha do you make on an orange peel? That's the question. I don't know if it's really an orange. I forgot the word he used. Some sort of peel of a fruit that they mix with honey. So he brings on this whole Gemara over here. Because it's the klipa. The klipa of the fruit. So he wants to say that that kind of a klipa is not a riboy of S perio. Because that's part of the very thing. He wants to make a chiluk like that.
Right.
You don't need the rebuy for that.
It's the pre.
That is the pre. And he brings up the seed question. It's good, but then he goes off on a big tangent that I don't know the sugya with
like the seeds.
Three types of dates. I had a big chiddush on the three kinds of dates. But he really went heavy into the sugyas in your day, you know, the orla and that stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, he definitely did the right thing. You got to go into that stuff to figure out. But he has a lot of kashas. He quoted a rush that says the seed is from the riboy ves superior. The rush in the other sugyas.
Like who said that? The rush.
One of these is a fake rush.
What?
Is one of these a fake rush?
I don't know.
Just like a straight.
And he says he holds like practically impossible to say that the seed is really the pre. Because he says the Rambam. Because it's in that Mishnah with the Klipos.
Right.
And he says, and also the Rambam says, maybe it's the Mishnah, I don't remember, he says the Rambam has it's not Chayev B'net B'Ravoy. In other words, the way Orla works is that it's all Osaban Na for 3 years, right? And then the fourth year, it's like a Maisa Shemi. The fourth year, you bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it.
But not the Shomer?
But not the Shomer. Because that's not there's no achila by the Shomer. Right. In terms of Yisra, no, you can be marba, klipos, and all those things. But in terms of the kiyam achila, you're not marba the things that are not ochlin. Right? Yeah. So the garinim, you don't bring to Yerushalayim to eat.
You could eat them.
No, he says, I don't remember, he says the Rambam says there's no, they're mutabir avoy. There's just no din of them.
Why are they not edible? I mean, aren't they edible things? Like if you sweeten them,
Yeah, but apparently they're not la'ochlo. I mean, they're not l'shem. They're not for achila. I think it all goes by what things that are for achila also. Yeah. So it's difficult. It's difficult. Yeah. But that says, Klipe Rimon Vanet Shilo Veklipe Agozin Vagarinen Asurin Ba'arlo Muturin Beravai. So what does it mean Muturin Beravai? Why? Why are they Muturin Beravai?
That's pretty good.
So it's very simple, because why the Asim Ba'arlo Muturin Beravai? It's very simple, because they're not Ochel. So they're included in the Riboy of Ekperio, which is for Hanah. But for the Kiyam Achila, for the Mitzvah of Achila, can't be included.
Is that a universally accepted halakha?
It's probably a Mishnah. I mean, most of these things are just straight from Mishnah. Is it universally accepted?
Meaning maybe the Rosh argument. I don't know.
John, hold out hope.
What does the Torah say?
What does the Torah say?
Run, John.
Where is this from? It's a Mishnah Perakama de Orla. Mishnah Zion. Take a look. Aleph, I think.
Can you say something again? Why did you go from Orla to Brachos, but not from Shvi'is to Brachos?
One second. Yeah, it says,
yeah.
Where is it?
It's Ches.
Oh, it's Ches. Right.
I don't know what that...
Mutar Ravai, right. So what does the Ram say? He says... Also, Ba'arla, Klipe Rimon, you see that? Vanetsh lalomne shehem pri, elofi shehem uyum with savoa. He has all the Vashita. I don't have all the Vashita. Forget it. He says, because then you can use them for dying things. So also, so anything that's mutter b'ravoi is not a priya royal achila. Not a priya royal achila. So if you're going to go this derech of the gra, that there's pri, and then there's pri royal achila, and the pri is for these other dinim, but royal achila is for bracha, then you're definitely not going to make an eitz on these seeds. See, the Rashba and the Tosas seem to be agreeing that orla is dispositive for bracha, but they're arguing on whether the pit is included in the pre of orla or not. But the gra's way is the whole thing is a mistake. The whole thing is wrong. And for pre, you look to the halachos of achila like meiser and ravoi, but not just the shame pre.
Take the Rambam, son.
That's what he's trying to write. When you look in the Acharonim in these questions, it's like endless sveikos. Everything winds up with either an Adama or a Shehakol, by the time you get done with it. But
how are they going to learn the Gemara? So just what are the
what was your question?
Yeah, just actually, can you just summarize? So in terms of the flow of the Gemara, what is the pure approach going to be?
The question is, when the Gemara says this is a pre or not a pre, Is that synonymous with bracha, or is that a prerequisite for bracha?
You still need the royal achila.
But you still need the royal achila, right? That sums up more or less.
Conceptually, it's a difficult idea that you can make a bracha on something that's not royal achila.
That's why they have to keep giving these caveats. Of course, it can't be this, can't be that. That's why actually they say. That's why it says over here, I mean, it's the Beis Yosef, really, that the reason he didn't put in the Charuvin and the Zesim, why he didn't include them in this halacha, right?
The Torah didn't include them either? I know he said the Mechara didn't include them.
You know, I don't remember, but the Beis Yosef, I think he does, I think the Torah does include them, but the Beis Yosef quotes somebody else, doesn't include them, and he answers why he doesn't. And he himself apparently took the same approach. He says, because they're just not Royal Achil at that stage. So there's no reason to talk about them. Because the grape, apparently, is edible at that early stage. Even before it's Kipul Alavan.
Okay.
But these other things are just very bitter at that stage. It's not shaykh to even mention them. You know what I'm saying? There's no nafkamina. Because since it has to also be not terribly bitter,
I see.
You know what I mean?
That's what the Yosef says there?
Yeah, you have the regular Torah. Who's
but not Roy Lachila. Just not
Well, who would he have?
You can use that.
I know, but it's not there.
I think mine's upstairs, my turn.
That's okay.
John.
Sometimes it's going to get a new one.
I just want to give a shout out here.
I have a Tanakh in my room. Actually, I think it's in your room.
Yeah.
Nissan, do you remember Michael?
Did you get that picture?
Yeah, the Torah does have it. Al Charuvin Mishi Yishu. Right? Al Zaysin Mishi Yitu. He has the whole thing. The Torah has the whole thing. So the
I don't know, but there are people who have pictures of
your father in there. So the Beis Yosef says
not even Sheila.
Right, he says, Harosh Rashba Mikan. He says, it's a Kosovo Tosos, Harosh the Beis Yosef, Harosh for Rashba Mikan, Yish Lomo, Jame Vachem Barbia 8, Al Habosek, Shupachas Mikapol 11. Of Markle Barbia Doma, Kmo Kafrisen. Damin Lil, Perak, Damin Lil, Barbia Adoma. Vikasu od harosh v'harashba kol ha'ilonos mishi yotziu miyad choshev hu levarach borpir eitz chen kosav agos b'shem smag mashmel rabbeinu right shema shekosav v'shar kol ha'ilonos mishi yotziu haynu chutz micharuv v'zesem din lo kein nimtza sheposku halacha kibay shamay. Okay, right. Now it's because he excludes those. Those he has is different, right? In other words, when you say Mishar Kol Ilanos, it's not talking about Charuvin and Zeisim, because those go later, right?
Yeah.
Now he says like this: V'yesh l'kmu al Rabbeinu Yerucham, v'al v'gam al Rabbeinu b'ramozim shekosu stam v'shar Kol Ilanos mishi yotziu. Below Chilku being Charuv and Vizes and Mashar Ilanos. Now it's like this. Now in the Bedek HaBayis, which is the Beis Yosef himself, correcting, adding in things after he wrote the Beis Yosef, he adds in the Li Nira, the Ain Lilma Midin Shvius Lezesin the Charuv and Liyim Bracha. He says you can't learn directly from Shvius to Bracha. Why? The Ha Charuv and Afilu Acha She Yishrishu.
That's not conceptual.
Not a conceptual. It's just saying practically. Saying practically, you can't learn from one to the other because it also has to be practically edible, and that's what I think the Morgan Avram mentions. That Right, but better kabayas kosov the in lomod zemishvius. Darei charum afila achashe yishushu mar mevin min afila. V'chein vorchen lo bepriya. Ein vorchen should say. V'chein near dasa riff around. V'li near the lohay ella sofek v'ayil v'ech boy priya dama.
What?
L'chein v'vorchen aleihem boy priya eight. He says. V'ein near dasa riff Rambam v'rabini Rucham. By what?
Harumization.
But he just said a minute ago, why is it l'chein? But he says v'li near the lohay yehi ella sofek v'roy l'vorch boy priya dama. But anyway, yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. See, he says over here because the Ramah jumps in and says Yeshon Dachum Yivarkan Boyer Eitz Ach Yerven Kamin Shar Sharos Shel Charuf. Right. So he says Lavushay Sorod says Mashma Leila Ramah Da Machaber Hishvin Zeh. Svirlei de charuven v'zeisem nami mishiyotziu. Mishimachi hevi plugsa dafka mishishu. He says mashma from the Ramah is saying the mechaber is arguing.
Right.
And these things go immediately on boy priates. And the Ramah says no, not immediately. It has to be when they're bigger. V'lo ro'o Ramah sefer bedek habayis, but the Ramah didn't see the bedek habayis. She kosev behepech the charuven mishiyishushu alpha pishino again by mishiyus v'nechshav pri lein shviyus mekom kom im lul molin bracha shvi anu roim charuvim ad she sharshu marim him v'chein stam kan b'shulchan aruch kol yinolos mishiyotzi u'bavashli she yumar memel nichlag gam charuvim v'zeisim b'chol hadavar she mevarchan adama ad eis she anu roim ba'ob b'birur she kosev she kvar roi la'achila. So in other words, the Ramah, the Mechaber already covered it, because he says it can't be bitter, so there's no reason to mention the Charuv.
Did Ramah think he was adding a Nafkamina?
I don't know. Not to lay a day to the Hachi. Oz mevarchan ha'eitz, v'chol's man shu sofek, v'vorchan bar bi adama. Yep.
What?
So I saw somewhere, where did I see somewhere else? That the Ramah himself, when he was talking about these things, he said, we don't have these things in these areas, so I don't really know exactly what's what? Where did I see that?
That's a problem.
Yeah. Yep. All right. So that's the machlokas. So that's the machlokas, and how you learn the sugya.
Yeah,
Yep. All right. So what's the next step? Back to the. Did someone have a quick definition for the orla, the seed versus the? John, you're working on something.
Different area. Different shnigosis to each mind and shnigosis to the. I have a swear for that.
Thank you, guys.
All right. So we'll try to do some chazara now.
Oh,
sorry.
All right.
Yeah. Can't keep pushing it off.
Reach way back, though.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
Way back.
The last thing we ended off on was the yayin, right? And
the kvius. With the bracha.
Yeah. Right.
And the kvius.
What about the Negron also?
Yeah.
But started it, but we
didn't do the Rama.
We didn't do the Rama, but we did some of it.
We did Rama.